Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Children play in the park. They don't know I'm alone in the dark. Even though
Little Chicago bringing us back. One of the classic great bands, Chicago. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend Tom Markle. He's the founder and CEO of iBank.com. It's an online resource where you can go and find opportunities to that might be available to you to get funding in a lot of different ways. I mean, this is not your grandfather's online bank resource, is it, Tom?
No, it's not, Jim. You know, there's every kind of business out in America that you can think of, from agricultural to, manufacturing and retailing and restaurants. And, there's a different need and a different type of capital structure in each one of those businesses. So we put together a network of hundreds of lenders, kind of everybody from Louis the Lender to Wells Fargo and everybody in between. And across the nation. So, we talked about looking under every rock and bring your computer today. Yesteryear, you'd go into your neighborhood, you'd see the sign on the building, and you'd knock on the door and go in and see your local friendly banker. And now the world of banking has changed where somebody in, Florida or Texas, and you're in California, and they can actually take a look at what you're doing, pull your credit bureaus, look at your character online, pull up Google or any of the major search engines, type in your name, find out lots about you. And if you're not being talked about online, either good or bad, they're probably looking at you going, where have you been?
Right, exactly. You know, one of the things...
What have you been doing? You got your head in the pillow or something? Or
one of the things, Tom, I think is important. I think it's really important for a small business. And I've said this for years. And my advice became a prophecy in 2008, Tom, when I told small business owners, if you're going to be successful long term, you must have a close relationship with a local independent community bank. Now, and that became a prophecy in 2008 because, as you know, the big banks basically closed up shop while the independent banks kept lending to small business owners. But what I also tell them is you've got to diversify your credit portfolio. You don't need to have all of your loans, all of your financial instruments with that one bank. And so I would still say have an independent bank relationship. But if you want to lease some equipment, go to iBank.com, for example, and find somebody who will put that leasing deal together.
You're right. I mean, I think, having your local bank where you can do your deposits and, your checking and so on, it's unlikely that local bank's going to provide you financing for your business. And the financing sources today aren't banks. They're private investor groups, and they're wanting to make loans to businesses because banks aren't. I mean, this is the great thing about an entrepreneur in America, and it's only in America, is that when someone is not doing something, an entrepreneur figures out how to do it and do it in a different way.
Well, when you say the banks aren't lending, a bank, that independent community bank, is going to help you grow your business. But if you want to grow and become bigger, a lot bigger, and you want to take some risks, you need a facility beyond certain size, you're right, Tom. You got to go somewhere else. And these organizations you've been talking about, what do we call them, angel lenders? Is that a good term?
That's a great word.
Like, yeah, an angel investor, except they're great. Angel lenders. Are they?
I'm gonna put that down, Jim.
you can use that. Don't forget the website there. But Tom, are these groups? You said a minute ago that they're going to want your personal guarantee, of course, but you also indicated that they might want warrants. Now, that if they want warrants, that's them presuming that you're going to grow enough to where those warrants would be worth something one day.
Yeah, I mean, they're saying, these companies, they're wanting companies that are going to be for sale someday or have an exit strategy. You know, they're not funding mom and pop kettle businesses where, what's the word for the mom and pop kettle? It's a what do they call that?
Lifestyle small business?
Lifestyle. Yeah, they don't, they're not funding lifestyle businesses. They're funding businesses where the business person is saying, I need to grow this. I have a need to grow this. I really have. My demand is either to go public, sell it, merge it strategically, merge it with somebody, or go public. So,
it's an easier way to get venture. Venture capital means that they want to marry. They're agreeing to marry you, and become basically get in the business with you, and that's a different process. This seems to me like an easier way to get venture capital without having to marry somebody. What do you think?
Well, that's right. I mean, this venture, this angel lending, as you call it, versus angel capital, they're very different MOs. The people aren't there to be in your knickers and to be, sit on your boards and, help you run your business. Although if you ask them, they would help you because they didn't get to be millionaires because they're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I would really encourage people to bring advisors into their business. I get my sons are all in small business, and I say to them, I thought, well, geez, how many people really know what I know about the roller skate business, the first business I started, the outdoor roller skate company, and ended up in 18 months later selling it, and we did about $20 million in revenue when I was 26 years old. But, I said, well, how many people know about roller skates? And I think the mistake I made is that it's not about roller skates, really. It's about how you spent your money and how you organize your business and how you hire people and how you fire people and how do you motivate people and how do you become a good leader. And there's a lot to business other than just finding the money and running and manufacturing or doing whatever you're doing, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking offline there about how many different topics there are in small business.
Tom, hold on. I got to take a quick break.
Lending you money today. What's that?
iBank.com. We'll take a quick break. We're going to let Tom talk about this some more after these messages. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.